Experts say in order to stop COVID-19, we need to radically change almost everything we do.
Yeah.
Totally.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. I'm talking about how we work, socialize, educate children.
Yeah.
It's even going to change little things like how Brooke yells at her husband. Soon she's going to be sliding angry messages on post-it notes through the bars of his cage, written in all caps.
You guys are terrible. I don't yell at him.
I know. You write down the yells now. You don't have to raise your voice. It's kind of nice. But everyone just wants life to go back to normal as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
But the experts are saying things probably won't be the same for quite a while. Even after we're allowed back out of our houses, everyday life is still going to be different than it was before.
Yeah, for sure.
And they've come out with some projections about what our day-to-day might look like in the very near future.
I feel like you're going to bring me down right now, Jeffrey, and I hope that's not the case.
I hope not either, but this is good to know.
Okay, yeah.
It's good to know what life is going to look like. We can start preparing ourselves now.
Okay. Sure.
For example, schooling.
Okay.
Experts say mandatory school closures may need to be enforced 2/3 of the time.
What does that mean?
That means there'd be 2 months on, 1 month off.
Oh my God. Whoa. You guys, that is a childcare nightmare. Oh my God.
The whole reason to do it is to break up social contact and to give occasional periods where you can like step back and just gauge how everyone is feeling.
So instead of like summer break, it would be April, July. I'm trying to do the math.
They would have to do that until an effective vaccine is made available, which estimates are it's at least 18 months away.
Okay. Wow. Can they come up with an effective daycare method in the meantime?
Working on it. What could gyms and fitness centers do to help people stay in shape? They're talking about maybe selling home equipment and online training sessions.
There's a yoga studio that I go to that's like walking distance from my house, and I took a class from them virtually the other day.
Cool.
Yeah, it was awesome, except for I was surrounded by all my clean clothes that needed to be folded. And so it was really hard to be zen when I was like, oh chores.
At least it still smelled like a yoga studio.
Damn it.
Namaste away.
Yeah.
But what about movie theaters? One option that they're talking about is taking out half the seats out of all movie theaters.
Dude, I would actually like that. If we could get a little more space in between, like every other seat, that would be awesome.
That'd make the making out in the back row, though, a little bit hard.
Yeah, that's a good point. Or having to whisper with the person that you're with, can you believe what happened just then?
Yeah. Or during the previews, that looks good.
Yeah.
That looks really good.
Dude, I say bring back drive-in movie theaters. That way we don't have to get out of our cars.
Oh, listen to Brooke. Bring back the old days.
Yeah.
Remember when the silent movies were...
Shut up.
It's going to be the same thing they say with music concerts and festivals. Everything could just be going to streaming soon.
Oh, that sucks. So it ruins the experience.
Dude, okay, listen. I'm a stand-up comedian, have a lot of friends out of work, and a couple buddies tried to stream online comedy shows
from their living room
and it was so cringy.
Yeah, you need...
And these are people that I know are funny, national headliners, but it just doesn't translate the same.
You need the energy of an audience.
Yeah, you need to be there.
I mean, you can't be like us where you're just talking in a studio by yourself and then hoping people are listening.
And what about going out to bars and nightclubs? That's definitely going to change soon.
Yeah,
where they used to ask you at the door for your proof of age, soon they might be asking for proof of immunity.
Whoa, does that mean?
Where you have to show verification on your phone proving that you've either been vaccinated or that you've already contracted the disease and then recovered.
Do you think anti-vaxxers' heads are like exploding right now?
Definitely. Definitely.
This guy's like walking in, though. The irony of being like, no, man, I'm totally healthy. I mean, I may have a couple STDs, but other than that, swear I'm good, bro.
It's probably going to change dating, too.
Yeah.
All right. A buddy of mine was asking last night, he's like, what do you think? There's this girl I've been messaging with. We haven't met in person. Can I still like hook up with her?
Because
I don't know her that well.
Yeah, if you put on like a full body latex suit, then you two can go at it.
You got to wrap it all up.
And as far as entertainment and leisure go, virtual reality might be the new go-to option for all recreational things.
Oh my God.
What?
Has this been the plan the whole time because those virtual headsets weren't selling like they were supposed to?
Yeah. Exactly. You'd be going to virtual sporting events, doing like virtual mini golf with your family, taking virtual vacations to like Fiji.
I don't like this weird computer future.
Especially sports, like everyone in the crowd cheers together.
I need real high fives. I need a sweaty palm against my clammy palm, okay?
I miss hugs already.
I know.
Like,
I would hug you right now and I can't.
If we do the virtual thing, we could all do virtual hugs.
It's not the same.
Brooke's gonna like that experts are predicting a revival of parks, both local and national parks. Any type of big open space is going to be the new hot hangout spot to be.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
which
good
is
point.
Awesome. No. I love being at the park. Too bad we clear-cutted all those forests already, so there's not much of those to hang out in anymore.
There's some experts that are saying that there's going to be a new kind of patriotism that comes out of all this. Instead of just saying thank you for your service to the armed forces, people are going to start saying that to doctors and nurses and first responders, caregivers.
Yeah, I can see that.
On a daily basis.
Dude, even janitors and cleaning crews.
Dude, grocery store workers, man.
Oh, God, the cashiers.
I know. Like, they've all gone up in society. Meanwhile, radio hosts are being knocked down to new lows.
Yeah.
How can we get lower,
yeah,
dude?
We'll be on par with those lawyers that play commercials in between Jerry Springer episodes. If you tried a nicotine patch back in 2012 and now you have sweaty undergarments, you could be entitled to a huge settlement. Call us now.
That sounded too good. I think your future's bright in radio if that's where we're headed.
Maybe, yeah. Well, yeah, the world could look a lot different in the near future. Text into 78592. What do you think about the future of bathroom virtual tech toilet paper?
Oh,
no.
Could be a big business.
Yeah.
Your phone tap's coming up right after this.